And so now we're going to make room for what's here. So just taking a moment to visually notice where you are right now. By choosing at random one object to describe, simply allowing your awareness to rest wherever it wants to. And now briefly describing that object's size, color, texture. And for the texture, it can either be what it looks like or what it feels like if you're close enough to feel it. And I'll give you an example. I'm seeing my teacup here. I'm noticing it's about 3 inches diameter on the top, about 3 inches diameter on the bottom, maybe about 5 inches tall. I'm noticing that it's yellow on the outside and white on the inside with some blue figures on it. And it's shiny and smooth and hard. And now maybe you can just choose something to describe. And now maybe choose one more thing, describing its size, its color, its texture. Doesn't matter what order, but all of those things. And now sensing the contact of your feet with the floor, or whatever they're resting on, and sensing how that feels, the quality of that contact. We're sensing the contact of your body with what you're sitting on, and the quality of that, how that feels. And now sensing the support offered by the surface that's beneath you, and describing how that feels. The quality of that support, or whether there's something that doesn't feel supported within you. Taking time to include that, to make room for that to be here as well. And now allowing yourself to sense that contact with the floor, with what you're sitting on, as a point of connection with the larger environment of which it is a part. So, inviting your awareness, or into your awareness, that sense of something in you that's wanting you to do this behavior that will move you forward. Or maybe it's not just part of you that's wanting you to do that behavior. Maybe it's your whole being that's wanting that behavior that will move this situation forward. And just noticing where that specific sense of wanting is in your body. And now just taking a moment to acknowledge that, yes, this is here, this wanting for this behavior that will move things forward to happen. And actually naming that behavior. And taking a moment to feel and describe two or three qualities that you sense about this wanting. There's something here that's wanting this behavior. or the wanting itself. Maybe taking a moment to notice its response to being paid attention to. Maybe it relaxes. Maybe it gets more constricted. Maybe there's a more intense feeling there, or something else happens. And now maybe inviting that something in you that wants to do something else instead. Noticing where it is in your body. And taking a couple of moments to acknowledge that. To let it know that you see it here as well. So inside of us, there's a wanting to do some behavior that we feel will help us. And there's something that intends to do something else instead. Just noticing that both of these are here. Within this vast system, this vast stream of experiencing that we are. And now I'd like you to bring your awareness to this something in you that wants to do something else instead. And say the following phrase, and just notice what happens inside when you hear yourself say it. It's entirely okay with me for you to be exactly the way you are, just as long as you need to be that way. So just noticing inside whether it really feels okay for this something that wants to do something else instead to be here. Just as it is inside this life that I am. And if what kicks up inside is a no, it actually makes me a little bit uncomfortable. That's a wonderful thing to notice. Because now you've kicked up something else here that you can welcome into the stream of your experiencing. Ah, there's something here that feels really uncomfortable with the part that doesn't want to get with the program. Maybe taking a moment to let it know, yes, I see you here. You can say that aloud or silently. And noticing where it is in your body. Where you experience it in your body, or maybe a little outside your body. And just maybe taking a moment to notice its response to being acknowledged. As you make room for it. Because there's plenty of room here. For that too to be held. Again, if it feels right, allowing your awareness to come again back to this something in you that wants to do something else instead. And noticing whether you can experience something more of the feeling of it, of the quality of it in your body right now. Something more about its size, its heaviness or lightness, its color. color, its emotional quality. Just give you a little bit of time to notice what wants to come to your awareness about it. Yes. And maybe taking a moment again to notice its response to this accepting attention. Just this willingness to simply notice how it is, what it's like. And noticing that when you're willing to experience its qualities to the best of your ability, just as they are, here in your body right now, you bring that bit of it into the stream of experiencing that you are. And as it enters into the stream of experiencing that you are, the vast system of support that your body is, as felt from inside, becomes available to it. And so obviously this is just a first step, and the most important step, the step that allows this something that has been in survival mode and looking out at the world in this very narrow, limited way to start to feel at least the possibility of being held, of being supported by something bigger than itself. So it can start to relax at least a little tiny bit and start to feel itself a little bit as part of the stream of experiencing. And so you might want to take a moment now to let what's come know that you're willing to come back to it. And maybe to thank it for showing up. Thanking your body as well for being this vast system of support that it is. For offering you again and again the opportunity to re-enter the stream of experiencing. Which is where life happens.